Hope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Dr. Mark Hammond here to tell us about beating the drums for breast cancer. Good morning, Doctor. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
You volunteer for the Hope Center, and you're also a practicing doctor, or are you completely retired now?
Yes, I'm semi-retired. I still work with my practice a little bit in Memphis, but my practice down here has found a home at the Hope Center behind Three Circle Church in Fairhope.
And you're here today to tell us about, well, while you're here, a little bit about the Hope Center. I've heard so many great things.
Sure. It's a place where folks who don't have health insurance can come and receive care, medications, and certainly, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of folks just can't afford medicines. They can't afford doctor visits. I found a nice niche there because one of my real passions is preventative care and teaching people how to manage their disease with lifestyle, through diet, through activities. And so I've really enjoyed being there as a nutrition counselor. And so Hope Center is just a wonderful place. It's all volunteer. There's lots of nurses, nurse practitioners, and physicians who donate their time to the service there.
And in your publication and information about breast cancer and how to reduce your risk, a lot of it is dietary and nutrition.
Yes, ma'am. That's really the center of everything, Lori. It's really something that's not well known among the public. I'm always surprised by the number of people who really don't know that breast cancer is a preventable illness in some cases.
I was surprised when I read this and saw plant-based food. And I've always heard, sure, hot dogs are bad for you, sausage maybe, but this is real serious when it comes to preventing breast cancer.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, if you look at any of the statistics, and I've certainly done a lot of research in the last 10 to 15 years on different foods and how food is medicine and which foods work and which foods are destructive to our bodies, you can really tell, especially with breast cancer, if you look at the research, the WHO has sort of estimated that about 30 to 50% of breast cancer is preventable. If you look at the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, they go as high as 70%. I kind of take the middle ground and say probably half of breast cancer is preventable. A lot of people think it's genetic, that genetic is the number one factor, and it's really a minority of cases. Probably only 5 to 10% of women carry the gene for breast cancer, where their risk is probably close to 50%. So genetics play a role, partial role in some cases, but in many, many cases, in fact, the majority of cases, there's really no first-order family history of breast cancer.
But filling up on vegetables is like number one on the list of ways to prevent, or at least help prevent.
Yes, ma'am. We like to call it the power plate, which is fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, whole grains, legumes, beans. I say anything that God grows from the ground is good in its natural state as much as possible. Ultra-processed plant foods are not really much healthier than meats. So the more processed food is not what we try to emphasize. And a lot of people think they're going to be eating rabbit food, and there is just so much information out there about how to prepare healthy plant-based eating that it is you rely more on herbs, spices, and seasonings than you do butter, cream, and eggs and the usual culprits.
Soy, tofu, and soy was surprising to me to see on the list.
Right. Many women believe that because soy induces a phytoestrogen response in the body, that it is potentially risky for a woman with either high risk of breast cancer or with breast cancer, but it is just the opposite. Soy is very protective. The plant soy found in tofu, tempeh, soy nuts, not only protect you against breast cancer, but also against other forms of cancer. And that's another message here, is that it's not just breast cancer. It's all forms of major cancers. Colorectal cancer clearly has dietary component to it, very similar to the risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, and others clearly have a link to what we eat, no question about it.
Very interesting, and I'm sure that we can research more. You were telling me off air about an organization, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about that.
So it's a Washington, D.C. based organization that's been around for several decades. It's head by Dr. Neil Barnard, who has written a number of books. He's one of the head professors at George Washington University in D.C. They put on probably the best conference every year in August. I go as often as I can, where experts from around the world come and share their experiences about diet and lifestyle and how that's improved and cured many diseases. And so I just find that people are more open to this concept today than they ever have been. That organization is actually sponsoring our rally here. There's 40 rallies around the country. We're one of those 40. I think there's three in Alabama. We're one of those three, obviously. And so it's a real honor to be able to work with them in partnership to provide really a very, very strong message here that it's October's not just about getting mammograms, which is very important. We're not de-emphasizing that, but we want to give people hope that it's not just that annual mammogram that's important. It's what you're putting on your plate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right. Instead of playing roulette, you should do something about it. So the rally is coming up not this weekend, but next, Saturday, October 28th, and it is called Beat the Drums for Breast Cancer. And as you mentioned, this is going on all over the United States, and it will be held at the USA MAP campus in Fairhope.
That's right, Lori. It's we're going to have six drummers. We'll have a hopefully a really good crowd. We'll have banners. It'll start at 11 a.m. It's scheduled to stop at noon, but I suspect we'll be going longer. We have at least two vendors who will be there. Lori Ward from Fairhope Juice is going to be bringing her pink breast cancer fighting potion for everybody to try. It's a juice. And also Chef Eddie. With the vegan, he has a vegan food truck, and Chef Eddie will be there as well with some of his delicious food. And so it's going to be a party atmosphere. I hope many people will come, and it'll I think it's really going to wake people up. We'll have literature there as well, with a recipe on the back, and we'll have plenty of support. And of course, I'll be there to answer any questions and certainly be able to give anyone advice who wants it.
And maybe something that survivors might want to come rally around and support. You know, if anyone's listening that is a breast cancer survivor, this would be a great way to commemorate and support the effort by joining y'all.
And yes, definitely. And, you know, the great news about that is that the foods and lifestyle interventions that we will talk about, and there's four pillars, just before I don't get off the topic, Lori, too much. It's plant-forward diet, it's exercise, it's maintaining a healthy weight, and it's limiting or eliminating alcohol. And so we say very, very small amounts of red wine are probably okay, but if you're not drinking, don't drink for health. Certainly mm-hmm. any alcohol is felt at this point, and this is fairly new information in the last 4 or 5 years, that there's really no safe level for alcohol, especially in a breast cancer survivor. So I think the most important message is that not only are we talking about primary prevention, but also prevention of recurrence. I can tell you many, many stories of women who have had advanced cancer. And there's a great documentary on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on there. It's called The C Word. And there was a physician in Memphis who participated in that, Dr. Scott Morris, who started the Church Health Center in Memphis. And it's a very inspiring, there's many inspiring stories of women who have had breast cancer, adopted a healthy lifestyle, and have lived long, long periods of time disease-free.
The C word, okay. a documentary on breast cancer. I'm sure I know at least a couple of people that would be interested in seeing that after surviving it themselves. So some of what you're saying is newer information, such as even after breast cancer, still avoiding alcohol and continuing to eat the plant-based foods.
Yes, ma'am. And the reason, Lori, and it's not anybody, I'm not blaming anybody, the medical model, and I'm part of it. I've been a doctor for 40 years. I graduated from med school in 1983. I got zero education about food as medicine. That's changing a little bit. I do give USA a lot of credit. They have been very open. They have an integrative medicine department that is very, very open to this message, and I've been very heartened to see that they have culinary medicine as one of their outreaches, where they're teaching folks how to cook and prepare food in a healthy way that's not only tasty but curing or helping cure any underlying conditions. And this goes for many, many things, even beyond breast cancer.
That's hard to believe when you think back. 1983, you were not taught the nutritional value as it could be pertaining to medicinal properties.
And it's really a shame, because Hippocrates is attributed, the quote of food is, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food, is attributed to Hippocrates 2,500 years ago. Mm. And we take the Hippocratic Oath in medicine. But the words of lifestyle medicine were removed from the Hippocratic Oath in the United States about 100 years ago. So our model has been largely breaking the body down into organ systems and treating acute illness, which we do very well. Where we fall short is teaching people how to manage chronic disease once they get out of the hospital and we fixed whatever was wrong acutely.
Right. You want to prevent it from happening again, or something else similar happening again. I see here on one of the flyers that you brought me, thank you, that we can go to letsbeatbreastcancer.org. Letsbeatbreastcancer.org, where there's much more about your four-pronged approach to preventing breast cancer. Letsbeatbreastcancer.org. What else would you like to mention, Doctor, that we have not covered yet?
I think we've been very thorough on the breast cancer issue. I want to encourage people, regardless of whether you've had breast cancer, if you're a man, and a lot of these, virtually these same caveats apply to prostate cancer, colon cancer, other forms of cancer, type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, stroke, dementia.
Dementia.
I'm giving a lunch and learn
At
Three Circle. I would like to just invite everybody who to come to the to go to, if you go to threecirclechurch.com and go to events, we have a lunch and learn typically once a month. I've done about seven this year. My wife and daughter prepare a healthy plant-based lunch for people. It starts at 11:30. The next one, I think, is 2 days before the rally on the 26th of October. And it's free. And I give a PowerPoint on different topics. I've already done breast cancer. I did that in August. I probably should have done it in October.
Right.
But last month was on chronic inflammation, and this month is on dementia and cognitive decline. And I think that's one thing we all probably have in our family. I certainly do. My wife does. And it's just heartening to know that the mind diet and the plant-forward diets and lifestyle changes can have similar percentage reductions in cognitive decline and dementia as you see in breast cancer, which is 50% or more. Obviously, it's not 100%. Nothing in life is 100%. But if we had a pill that reduced somebody's risk by 50%,
we'd be taking it.
We'd be taking it, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. So why not do what you can on your own through some simple dietary measures? I can remember when my sons were both athletes, and when they started really getting into it, my grocery shopping changed. I shopped the outside of the store and not the inside. People said, "What?" I said, "Well, I bought almost nothing in a box or a can." And my sons, being athletes in today's world, taught me that. And that's a good rule in general for cancer prevention too, isn't it?
Amen. It's really great because the treatment, you know, in medicine we have thousands and thousands of drugs, we have thousands and thousands of diagnoses, but when it comes to most of the things that kill us in the United States, the treatment's pretty much the same. The lifestyle advice is pretty much across the board. There's very few tweaks that we put on it depending on what disease is. And we may tweak it a little bit between different vegetables and different grains and different soy-based products that might be better for one thing than they are for others. But in general, these lifestyle changes that we're talking about are beneficial to everyone, beneficial to the planet, but really beneficial to us, not just so that we can be healthier, but so that we can be our best selves. You know, this is the kind of lifestyle that feeds our souls and I think makes us better servants to the community.
So once again, we want to invite everybody to Beat the Drums for Breast Cancer, one of more than three dozen rallies throughout the United States. Not this Saturday, but next, October 28th, from 11 until 12, probably later. You're going to have healthy food trucks and Lori Ward's Great Juice. Thank you, Lori. She got us connected for this interview this morning.
Yes.
And at least six drummers from Mobile's Faith Academy Marching Band. If other drummers want to join in, I suppose they could.
We're paying them $50 a head, so we only got six, so I guess that maybe that wasn't enough incentive, but we've got six drummers as of now, so we'll be making a pretty good amount of noise, I think.
Drum lines are fun to watch, and so that's a clever event, Beat the Drums for Breast Cancer. And I would imagine we could also look up the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and learn more about these practices you're talking about, too.
Absolutely, Lori. Okay. There's a lot of free information at pcrm.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Mark Hammond. We appreciate you being with us and your time and your efforts to help us all be healthier.
Thank you so much, Lori. I appreciate the time.
You're very welcome. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later. WABF1480.com.